I'm Ranger Mark Reagan of the National Mall Memorial Parks, here to debunk myths about the Lincoln Memorial. Almost since its completion in 1922, the memorial to Abraham Lincoln has conjured up several myths associated with its architectural details. Whereas there are symbolic representations, such as the 36 exterior columns representing the number of states at his death, others suggested symbols are pure myth. Let's start with one of the more understandable myths, that he is buried underneath the stone structure. However, after his death, Lincoln's body was taken to his home in Springfield, Illinois, where he was buried. His memorial began construction in 1914, with no plans to move his body. When you visit the memorial, you climb several steps to reach the chamber. Many a visitor assumes the 58 steps they climb from the sidewalk below equal his age at his death. However, Lincoln was only 56 years old when killed in April 1865. Now inside, you're greeted by the marble statue of President Lincoln, seated in a U.S. flag-draped Roman Senate chair. Many people take a look at the back of Lincoln's head, believing they'll see an image of Robert E. Lee, U.S. Grant, or Jefferson Davis. What are there are tufts of Lincoln's wavy hair and nothing more. Another myth concerns Lincoln's hands, that they are forming the sign language symbols for his initials A and L. I'm tempted to let you believe that. However, I can't let fiction take over fact. The sculptor Daniel Chester French used life mask molds of the face and hands to base his work on. Given they were in a fist-like arrangement, he relaxed one of them so the statue wouldn't look tense. Collectively, he wanted Lincoln to show his strength, resolve, and confidence in seeing the nation through the Civil War. On the north wall is carved his second inaugural address. Too often people ask about the misspelled word in that speech, but there is none. When it was carved, a letter E was inadvertently carved instead of the intended letter F. Almost immediately, this error was corrected, yielding an F, removing any misspelled word forever. I hope this debunked of myths surrounding the Lincoln Memorial will permit you to focus on its strengths, the grandeur of his presence emanating from the statue, and the power in his words to the nation.